Deep, we have one perspective now on Hillary Clinton's relations with the media. The Democratic presidential candidate has a history of fending off reporters. As long ago as 1994, as First Lady, she admitted this problem and went to see the media.
I just didn't understand enough about being accessible to all of you or being accessible in Washington. And so I came to that realization, and that's why I'm here.
It was also in the 1990s, in a talk on ABC, that Clinton suggested a reason to hide information about herself.
You know, we've had people accuse us of murder, accuse him of drug running, accuse us of everything under the sun. And I have to believe that it is in large measure motivated by people who just flat out disagree with the kind of politics and policies that my husband believes are best for America.
All of that is some of the backdrop for 2016. Clinton faces Donald Trump, a candidate who has failed to release tax records. This very week, Trump said on TV he would release numbers from a physical exam and then abruptly did not do it. But it is Clinton who is under pressure for keeping too much private after her campaign was slow to disclose she had pneumonia. David Axelrod got a lot of attention this week for saying that Clinton helps to cause her own trouble here. President Obama's former advisor said on Twitter that antibiotics can take care of pneumonia, but not an unhealthy penchant for privacy.
Well, obviously, her penchant for privacy is what led her to have a separate email system. And there have been other occasions in her public career in which she's tried to create a zone of privacy. But once she had to pull down her schedule, it seems to me that there was an obligation to share quickly what the set of circumstances were. And I honestly think they unwittingly played into a larger story. I don't think health is as big a challenge for her as stealth. She is a relentless, indefatigable person. I can attest to that. But the concerns that people have run to the other thing, and they ended up creating this a bigger story than the one they were trying to avoid.
Okay, you just hit on something really interesting there, David, because in covering presidential campaigns, you do notice that people in the media, us, go for narratives. And when there's already an established narrative, it's very easy for us to pick up on any event, any fact, and just slam that narrative again and again and again and again and again. Does that happen with Hillary Clinton? Does she have a reputation and therefore the media extend the reputation?
She is disadvantaged in two ways. One is she does have this reputation for being zealous about guarding her privacy and that leading to challenges. But the other thing is that she is being judged as the likely next president of the United States, whereas her opponent often gets covered as kind of a sideshow and doesn't get the kind of scrutiny that she gets. He's been even less revealing about his health. He's been unrevealing about his personal finances or his business finances, which conceivably pose a much larger conflict of interest than anything that Hillary Clinton has been involved in. And yet he seems to skip around that, whereas she gets very intense scrutiny. And this is a source of great frustration to her.
Well, that's what I'm driving at here. Is this simply because the media have a narrative and it's easy to extend that narrative? And her narrative is she hides things. So anything that happens, people jump on that.
Well, and I think that when the media gets a sense that a candidate is being unforthcoming, that only whets the appetite for the narrative, because the job, after all, of the media is to report. And if they feel like they're being thwarted in getting the information they need, then you're going to get a ferocious backlash. And she's seen that.
Is it hard if you're Hillary Clinton to trust people?
Well, look, she has a lot of battle scars after 30 years in public life. And, you know, that's obvious. She's had some negative interactions, but she has to overcome that. The media is it may be a dirty filter at times, but it's the filter through which you communicate to the American people. It impedes your effectiveness if you view this as a relentlessly adversarial relationship.
Is she held to a different standard because she's a woman?
My view is that she's held to a different standard, but not because she's a woman. She's held to a different standard because she's been in public life for a long time. And so she has gotten a more intensive level of scrutiny than Donald Trump. And now, as these polls tighten, the question is whether the media shifts its focus and treats them both to the same level of scrutiny.
David Axelrod, always a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
He's director of the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics and host of the Axe Files podcast.